That's If You Got Love by The Van Rays. And yes, they are performing this Saturday at Toby's. And who else has got a lot of love? It's Chantel. Yes, and her name, aww, Chantel, it means to sing. So I think you were born to sing, girl.
I think so. I sure hope so, anyways.
Yeah, so tell me when how it all started. When did you start playing music?
Oh, wow. Well, I've been singing since I was little, like very little. Cranking the tunes in my room and just belting out, you know, Celine Dion and Sarah McLachlan and Jewel and all that fun stuff. I didn't actually pick up the guitar until about maybe 18 years ago. Mm-hmm. But a lot of life got in the way, you know, as happens to musicians. So I've been playing more seriously in about the last 6 years. So
fantastic. And tell me about your guitar.
Yeah. So the one that I brought today, this is my Yamaha APX 600. Mm-hmm. And the cool thing about this guitar is actually the person who originally first sat me down to learn my first few chords and notes and all that, he bought it for me as a way to continue to support my journey. So it's very cool that I get to play with it on stage all the time.
Amazing. And then what's your next song?
So I'm going to do a song called Lean In.
Perfect, on CJSF.
Thank you.
All right. Now we're going to talk about your tattoos. You got a few going on, but maybe pick a couple and maybe tell us a little story about each one there. Like,
that's a tough decision. I'd have to say the one on my right arm here. Mm-hmm. Actually, my dad did this one.
No way, that's your dad?
Yeah.
Oh, he's pretty cool.
He's pretty amazing. this is going to end up being a whole sleeve, but basically what it is the maiden, mother, and crone with the full moon and two wolves, kind of representing what are you letting go and what are you calling in.
Mm-hmm.
And the eagle is my spirit animal. I've always felt very drawn to it. So
eventually
we're going to add a lot more to it, but this is definitely my favorite one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and pick one more.
One more. Let's see. So I just got a lily flower done on my left arm. A dear friend of mine passed away.
Oh, no.
And I wanted to honor her in a way that felt right to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so each petal of the flower actually represents one of the very important women in my life, and she inspired the tattoo itself. So I feel honored to wear it and what it means to me. So.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I saw a recent photo of you going on a motorcycle?
Yes.
Wow. So are you driving or are you just riding with it?
No, I was just riding, but the plan is one day for me to have my own bike, and I'll be riding too.
Yeah, and I would love to join you one day too, because
I
hope one day I can learn as well.
Yeah.
I know I have to take a special class, right?
Definitely.
And but it'll be kind of cool to have that wind in your hair and be free.
Yeah, there's no greater feeling.
Yes. So we're going to get to a break and then we'll hear another song by Chantel.
You are listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hi, this is Betty Levitt, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hi, this is Adam Cullen, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
You are listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc on 90.1 FM or on the web at cjsf.ca.
Hi, this is Hillary Scott, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hey, you're listening. Should I say I'm Jan Orden?
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Yeah. Okay.
Tune in every Wednesday morning, 6 to 8 a.m. for On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca.
The clouds will blow away.
And we're back with more Chantel, and she has another... I think maybe a couple more, maybe three more songs for, we'll see. We'll see if we can squeeze them all in here.
Sounds
okay,
good.
So what is the next song?
So this next song is called Miracles, and it's just kind of about appreciating the small miracles and the big miracles, because it's not always about the big stuff, right? It's about the little stuff sometimes. So here it goes.
Miracles.
amazing. Okay, we're going to get to another song. I guess Devours is playing a show this Thursday at the Biltmore Cabaret with Nanla and Grimm. So let's check out his song called 10 Things I Crave About You. And that was 10 Things I Crave About You by Devours. And what do I crave right now is something to cool down. So Chantel has some tips on what we could do to cool down.
eat lots of freezies.
Yeah.
Eat until you're shivering.
And you said a cold shower?
Cold shower before bed is the best thing so that you can get a decent night's sleep.
What a great idea, because, yeah, it's going to get hot, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me about this next song.
So this next one is called God Gave Me Two Hearts.
God Gave Me Two Hearts, and you said there's a story about it.
Yeah, so the cool thing about this is I actually have a white heart birthmark on my right shoulder. And I used to always tell people that God gave me two hearts because I got so much love to give.
Mm.
So I thought it would make a great song. So I finally wrote a song about it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Okay.
Ever since I was a little girl, I was surrounded by pain. My mama was always crying, and I was carrying so much shame. My daddy wasn't around. I had no one to protect me, no one to even hold me or tell me it wasn't my fault. 'Cause God gave me two hearts, 'cause I got so much love to give. God gave me two hearts so I can feel your pain. God gave me two hearts so I can it in my arms. God gave me two hearts, 'cause I got so much to give. Years flew by as I grew, fear chasing me around. I was fighting demons way too young to know they were.
That was my favorite.
Oh, nice.
That one did Angel. I love them both.
Awesome.
Okay. So you have a gig tonight. What's going on?
I'm actually just doing another open mic. So I started doing open mics July 11th. And so tonight's performance will be my 57th performance since I started. So I'm playing over at Georgie's in New West. Everybody gets on about 7 o'clock. Awesome talent there, too. Like I said, I can't name one place as my favorite because I have so many favorites.
Amazing. And then what do you like to play besides your, like, originals? You play some covers. What kind of tunes do you play, just so I can get familiar with?
I like a lot of fun covers, you know, some of the classic rock stuff, right? So, like, I do Bad Moon Rising by CCR, The Joker by Steve Miller Band. I just learned Sweet Home Alabama. Like, come on, that's an awesome tune, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so kind of stuff like that.
Awesome. Okay. And yes, maybe just reiterate that you do have a show coming up.
I do. Yes. Yeah. So it's at Sirius Coffee Shop in New West, Plaza 88, and it's 6 p.m. Next Thursday.
Awesome. And also, where can people get a hold of your music? Like, where could they find you on social media?
Yeah. So if you just look up my first name, Chantal Govan, on both Facebook and YouTube, you'll be able to find me. There's not too many Chantal Govan, so I should be able to easy to spot. You can also look me up on Instagram at ritual_lunatic.
Amazing. All right. Well, she's going to play her last song here, but we're going to do our finales where I say Wham Bam and then you're going to say East Van, right?
Okay, got it.
So thanks, Chantel, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby. Take us away.
All right.
Crying on a full moon again. Why am I losing every sense of myself? Why am I angry, afraid, and alone? Every month it's the same, everything comes back. Say if you don't do the work, work does you. Just when I think I've got things figured out, something comes along and shakes it up. Why?
Amazing, girl. You're
thank
amazing.
You so much.
All
thank
right.
You.
So the next show is called Talking Radical Radio. We'll catch you all next week. Bye.
This is Bird Note. Sometimes the cat meowing from the bushes isn't a cat at all, but a cat bird, the gray catbird, to be exact. Named after their distinctive cat-like mew call. Gray catbirds are mimic thrushes, related to mockingbirds and thrashers. They can imitate a wide variety of noises, from songbirds to mammals to frogs. Males sing the loudest, but females sometimes respond with a quieter song of their own. Female and male gray catbirds both have a dark cap on their heads and a rusty brown patch under their long tails. They breed throughout much of the U.S. and spend winter in Central America and the Caribbean. Noisy and boisterous in the spring, a migrating flock of catbirds can fill a city park with sound. Catbirds are most at home in dense bushes and thickets. They love eating berries and other fruits, but they've also been seen snacking on cheese or a donut when they're available. Gray catbirds are improvisers in the foods they eat and in their ever-changing songs. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Support for Bird Notes provided by the Bobolink Foundation and generous listeners around the world.
I'm so certain all the time. I'm just so absolutely positive that everything I'm thinking is right. And everybody's so certain behind the curtain of their mind. And the benefit of doubt just get drowned out in the shouts of a world with just two sides.
Welcome, my friend, to the new age. No book we can look on the same page. Nobody is searching for in peace, just everyone loving their outrage. But I feel you, cause it pains us on a wounding so contagious. And I cannot say you're necessarily wrong, cause it really is fucking outrageous.
I'm becoming frigid and the synapse getting rigid and the closing mind on all sides. See, I'm conquering the divide. Embrace the ambiguity, the wonder and the mystery that certainty will certainly hide. We don't have to find love. Love is gonna find us.